Welcome to the JD Show. Here is something I want to share with you, like literal experience behind the scene, which is people start a business and they have this, like some people you see have, they have no competitive spirit. And then you have people who have a little bit of competitive spirit. And then you have this third level, which is what you call a psycho-competitive spirit. Now, flip side of the coin is that you should never compete, right? You can be creative. But the on-ground reality is that irrespective of how creative you are, and you always find creative ways to solve your challenges, you're always going to find competition, right? People who really go hard at competing with others. Like, I literally, when I speak with people, you know, even if I'm pitching for investment, there's someone else pitching, giving a higher return. You know, if I'm pitching for a deal, there's always someone else pitching for a better deal. Even if it may not be a better deal, but perceptively it's created a better deal, you know, with storytelling or whatever, right? But then how do you create this spirit of psycho level competitiveness inside you, okay? I mean, one thing I can tell you for sure is when I come across people who have absolutely zero competitive spirit inside them, they just don't survive. They can survive for 2-3 years. Down the line, someone is going to copy them the way you do things. And if you don't compete, there's no way you're going to survive, right? Then you have people who are slightly competitive. They are, depending on, you know, which industry and where they're focused, they might survive, but they don't do really, really well. You know, they're sort of medium level income, medium level life, mediocre level life. They don't really, they struggle to scale, let's put it this way. And then you have this psycho-competitive level. These are the people that are everywhere, right? You see them like omnipresent, ubiquitous, they're pretty much everywhere, right? You open your social media, you can see them. You open your WhatsApp, you see them. You know, someone else is sharing about them. People are talking about that person. These are the people who are super, super competitive. They go onto Twitter and post 10 times a day. They go onto Instagram, post 20 times a day. Like literally, you go to their stories and there's 20 stories, you know. At the same time, behind the scene as well, not just, you know, in front of social media and media that you can see them. Behind the scene, they're really strongly executing on deals, right? These are the people that really win hard at life. But somewhere along the line, they've managed to balance that psycho-competitive nature with a balanced life as well. Well, most have anyway. But at the same time, you really need that psycho-competitive level, obsession level of being able to compete with another person that's going to come and take your position, right? Because like I said, I come across people who literally like go and copy ideas. Like when I launched PEN, I remember there's about 3-4 people trying to copy exactly what I do. They were trying to copy my marketing strategies. They were trying to copy literally every step of the way what I was trying to do. They were copying. They were not successful, because if you copy, you're just never going to be successful. People can see who comes first in the market. They can actually track back on the history. They can track back on things. People who come first in the market are the ones who take the biggest share of the market. But at the same time, you've got to have this competitive spirit inside you. But how do you create that? I think it comes down to your inspiration. It's like, what is the reason that you really want to be successful? What is the reason that you want to be able to have the time freedom, the money freedom, the location freedom? What is the real reason behind that? And it really comes down to that. Like, personally, for me, the biggest inspiration is family. Then it comes down to the freedom, like location freedom, money freedom, and so on and so forth. But it really comes down to being really, really competitive. Without it, I don't think, you know, most people would be able to create a consistent business, sustainable business in the first place. You really need to build that inside you. Like, it's not something that builds in a day. It's a gradual process of building that competitive spirit, like a psycho level, obsessive level competitive spirit that you need to have. Like when you're pitching to someone for money or deals or whatever that might be, and they're saying, okay, someone else has showed me a better deal. Like, you really need to prove your worth. You really need to prove your value, the value of your deal, the value of you. Either, like I said, you're raising more money, you're looking for more deals, or getting a deal from a landlord. Learning to prove your value, being really, really competitive at your skills is the key, really the key, and at the cornerstone of being able to build a, like I said, sustainable business at the same place, at the same time. So yeah, just wanted to come and share. Make sure you grab your tickets for our next event, which is on the 30th of March. Wherever you're watching this from, you'll probably see a link to book your tickets. Limited tickets, so grab yours now, and I'll be able to share with you a lot more deeper strategies behind the scene. Have an absolutely amazing day.